While Josh Shapiro may be a popular governor here in Pennsylvania, we know the primary reason he's on this very short list is that many Democrats believe he may help Harris win the Commonwealth, which is a necessity if she is to win the election. Carmen Russell-Suchanski has been looking into the numbers and trying to determine if their hopes have any validity.
Josh Shapiro has been called Pennsylvania's most popular governor. One recent poll shows that 61% of voters in the state approve of the job he is doing as governor. Would Shapiro's popularity help bring home Pennsylvania's 19 electoral votes for Harris? A 2020 book titled Do Running Mates Matter? The Influence of Vice Presidential Candidates in Presidential Elections may temper some of that enthusiasm. In it, political science professors Christopher Devine and Kyle Kopko say that running mates do not usually sway elections, as most people vote for the top of the ticket. However, Dr. John Kennedy, who teaches campaigns and elections at Westchester University, says that if this year is as close as 2016 and 2020, it could still make the difference.
When you're looking at, you know, in a state like Pennsylvania, you're looking at a difference of one percentage point, that's 70,000 votes. And so, you know, 2 percentage points, that is a big deal. But again, if it does make just even a slight difference, that could be the difference between victory and defeat, not just for Pennsylvania, but for the entire election.
Most Democrats are probably already voting for Harris. So where would those votes come from? Well, another poll reveals 42% of Republicans and 39% of independent voters in the Commonwealth hold positive opinions about the governor's job performance. Would moderate Republicans be more likely to cross over and vote for Harris if Shapiro were on the ticket? This is Kennedy again.
If it does, you know, increase the Democratic margin by a few percentage points, I think largely that is where it's going to come from. He's been in favor of fracking, for instance, which is important in the western part of the state. You've had, at one time, the Southwest was ancestral Democratic. It has certainly moved away from the Democrats. I think his appeal, as we saw, you know, in his several statewide runs, is he can cut into those margins where the Republicans have made really major gains in recent years.
According to Devine and Kopko, the running mate with the best chances of having a positive impact on the election would be an experienced, well-qualified politician who will make the presidential candidate look better to voters and come off as a solid successor. Kennedy agrees with that, saying that the primary goal is to do no harm to the campaign, and he points to Dan Quayle and Sarah Palin as examples of those who damage the chances of their own tickets. He adds that Shapiro meets that bar, and then some, given his abilities.
I think if Governor Shapiro was governor now of one of the other states, I think he still would be viewed as a rising star and still would be a contender. I do think, though, that being the governor of Pennsylvania certainly adds a whole different dimension to his potential vote-getting ability.
Shapiro has only been governor for a year and a half, but has already garnered national attention for his ability to handle crisis and achieving a record-setting budget surplus this year. Carmen Russell-Suchanski, WHYY News.